This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now on the Phil Hendry Show, it's time for Teen View. What are our teens thinking, and how can we make their lives better? And of course, with us on Teen View, R.C. Collins. Yes, Teen View. Once a week at our program, we look at the things that trouble our teens and try to help them out. R.C., are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, R.C. is a junior at Chatsworth High, and welcome to Teen View, R.C. All right, so the study that we see here is that teens are weary of... Do I have to scream over this? Just... The teens are weary about mixed messages about sex. And we want to talk about that because they say it's hypocritical for a culture to tell them to not have sex. And yet there's all kinds of songs and there's all kinds of imagery, advertising, in other words, that encourages sexuality in the culture, correct?
Well, Phil, I agree with you. I think it's hypocritical of the older generation. They go and have sex and most kids don't. They tell us just say no to sex, but they make records about sex. Right now, there's a song out about this dude and this chick. They have sex on a bathroom floor, and you're telling me not to have any? It's that kind of a mixed message which is leading to increasing pressure on young people on account of if you can't have sex, then the pressure builds up. And builds up until you do abnormal sex.
Okay, now, question, and I want to follow up at what you mean by abnormal sex. Have you been abstinent?
No, Mr. Hendry, I have had sex, unlike most kids my age.
Well, the statistic says that 49% of high schoolers have had sex.
That's correct, but that's a little misleading. I've gone all the way with a girl. I'm not proud of that. But that means that I'm part of probably only about 15% of kids who are in the high school thing, grade, that have had sex.
All right, you said that if kids don't have sex, the pressure builds up until you have abnormal sex. What do you call abnormal?
Well, like what causes abnormal sex when you don't let the younger generation have it like you did?
What is abnormal sex?
Well, a lot of abnormal positions. One of my sex ed teachers said it's abnormal to do it when she's not facing you. Like when the girl dresses in slut-style sexwear or the introduction of inanimate objects.
And you're saying that you have had sex.
I have.
And what about other kids? Let's talk about that.
As I said, Phil, I'm one of the few in my age group to have had sex because kids today have been scared into saying no to sex. And people scaring them into thinking they'll get a rash or something worse. I want all kids my age to know, and it's one of the reasons why I'm on your program, I have had sex with a girl and it's good. And I didn't get a rash or any kind of a drip. And this is just...
Okay, let's stop right there and sort of...
What?
Well, let's stop right there and sort of back it up, okay? When you say you've had sex with a girl and you didn't get any kind of a rash or any drip, okay?
Yeah.
You're talking about sexually transmitted disease. You're talking about venereal disease, correct?
That is correct. I'm talking about syphilis and gonorrhea and HIV. But if you wear a condom, then you won't get it.
What about, okay, a condom is a very smart thing, but what about pregnancy?
Also, if you wear a condom, that's what I'm trying to tell kids, that it keeps it from happening.
Keeps what from happening?
The condom will keep babies from being made.
A condom.
The condom.
The condom. Are you there?
Yeah, but I mean, you yelled.
I didn't mean to yell, but I'm trying to get the information straight here, okay? Condoms will prevent pregnancy. Condoms will prevent sexually transmitted diseases. Is that your statement?
That is my statement to other kids that I'm speaking to now, yeah.
And you say that you are one of only 15% who've actually had, as you say it, sex all the way.
That I have a way with a girl, yeah.
Now, why have adults lied to you? You say that we have...
Because...
You say that we've... That this generation has created this atmosphere of just say no, and at the same time... By the way, the number on the Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to R.C. Collins, who claims to... He claims to be one of the few in the high school... In high school age... The high school age group to have had sex. That kids today have been given mixed messages, and most of them are saying no to it, correct?
Yeah, on account of... That they were afraid of getting the drip or venereal disease.
You can just kind of can it with the drip thing, okay?
Well, that's what my older brother...
That's fine. You just... Okay, so why do you feel you've been lied to?
I feel your generation got to have all the sex, and you want to keep it to yourselves and not share it or let kids of today have some of the sex fun. The baby bombers are the ones what got all the sex... And not let the next generation have none.
Well, what can happen if a kid doesn't have sex? You said that it's abnormal, that pressures...
The hormones build up, Mr. Hendry, to a dangerous level, to the point where you will go... I mean, I've heard about kids who will go over the fence in their backyard and get a dog and have sex with that. Plus, if you don't have sex with it...
You're saying that if the average high schooler doesn't... is not allowed normal sexual relations, they'll go after a dog.
Yeah.
A neighborhood dog.
In one instance.
There's a news story out there. Some kid went over his fence and went after a neighborhood dog.
One of the neighbor's dogs, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I also believe, and I think this is backed up with medical evidence, if you don't have sex while you're a teen, you become totally unprepared for the college experience. Everybody in the college experience has sex. And they're all getting their groove on. And it...
Let's get back to attacking this dog. You say that...
Look, what I'm saying, Phil, is teens need to have sex because of the chemicals in their bodies. If a teen don't have sex, then he tries to get rid of the hormones by either driving a car fast or having sex with a creature that's not human, like a turtle or a dog. And a lot of people...
Okay, hold on for a minute. All right, this kid is a little, I understand he's a little nervous. R.C. Collins, 1-800-449-8686. He is decrying the hypocrisy of today, telling kids just say no to sex, and at the same time, all the images. And you know, I don't blame people for saying that it's hypocritical. You can't tell people on the one hand don't have sex, on the other hand have all this the sexual imagery, whether it be MTV, sex videos, this, that, the other thing, okay? And he also claims to be one of the few kids to actually have had sex. Do you feel like you have a message? Get him back. R.C., do you feel like you have a message?
Yeah, I feel I can tell kids, because most kids have not had gone to the third base or home, that I can tell them it's good. It feels good.
But there's more to it than feeling good. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to Teen View. It's the portion of our program that helps you, the parent, understand how our kids are thinking and feeling. R.C. Collins has joined us. R.C. is a junior. And R.C., how old are you?
I just turned 17.
17 years old. And we're talking about a story here. From one of the major news services. Take a look at some of the spicy fiction novels aimed at readers as young as 12. Tune into any number of TV shows popular with young viewers and try finding the characters who haven't had sex.
That's my point exactly.
Okay, they're mentioning the Thong Song or the recent number one, It Wasn't Me, a tune about a couple getting caught, quote, banging on the bathroom floor, end quote. Many elementary school students have, according to the story, officially, from President Bush on down, young people are being told to say no to sex, yet they're bombarded with the images.
That's the truth, Mr. Hendry, and I think the reason why we do get bombarded with these messages is because the baby bombers, who are now the people that control the advertising agencies, took a lot of drugs
All right, first of all, they're baby boomers. They're not baby bombers. I mean,
well, what difference does it make?
Doesn't make a lot of difference, but I, you know, just for the sake of our baby boomers. And what do you mean they took a lot of drugs?
Are you denying it?
The baby boomers.
Are you denying that the baby boomers took a lot of drugs? Yes or no?
I'm not denying that, no.
All right. The point I'm trying to make is, for teens like me, we get the mixed message from the baby boomers because they took drugs and now they run the advertising agencies.
So, in other words,
they're too confused to tell us what we're supposed to know that's right.
All right, so because this generation took too many drugs, the advertising that we're... You got to be putting me on, man. Some of the most brilliant advertising that's ever been conceived has been conceived by this generation. The mixed messages that you guys are getting aren't necessarily from baby boomers or baby bombers, as you call them. It's...
Well, then who's it from? Your generation's the one that owns the ad agencies, and you're the guys who took the drugs, and now you say we should have sex, but no, you better not. Confused thinking, my man, if you ask me.
You know, there's an insolence to you, man, that...
Well, I'm sorry, but we're trying to get a message across. Since I've had sex and other kids haven't, then it feels good.
No kidding, man. I got that. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff? Hello,
yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead,
thanks,
man.
Turn me on. I'd just like to ask the man that's on the radio or... kid that's on the radio, is just because I'm not having to go out and do it with a dog, it's more normal.
All right, Jeff, do you have a radio turned up or something, man?
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead. Say that again because you broke up.
Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. Just say it again because your car phone crapped out a little bit. Go ahead.
What I'm at?
Is this guy in a car?
The kid's going to...
Hey, Jeff?
Have sex with a dog.
Hey, Jeff, your car phone's breaking up. I'm going to put you on hold, man, until you get to a better cell, okay? Can you hear me? All right. Phyllis, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Phyllis, go ahead.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hi. I have a comment to RC. RC?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, I've been listening to you, and I think what you're saying in regards to the music that you've been listening to and the mixed messages, I agree with you on that, but I don't think that you realize that there's two sides to everything. If you realize that there's consequences to every action that you
well,
that
how
you
come
make,
the baby boomers get to?
Well,
why don't let the lady, let her finish her point. You didn't finish your point, Phyllis.
They were the baby boomer.
You know what? They went through the same thing that you went through. Everybody goes through the things and the thoughts that you're thinking at your age.
Have you ever heard the Thong song? That's a song that's out right now.
Well, I've heard it.
Yeah, well, what's it about? It's about looking at girls' bottoms.
Well,
and there's
but you
nothing
know what?
On them.
Well, it's, you know what? That's just an artist. That's just a song from somebody.
Well,
but
that
you
is
know
a, yeah. The mixed message, in other words, is coming from this large monolith called society in general.
Well, who's in control of it?
You know what? You know what? The media is in control of it, but you have to be in control of yourself. And you know what? When I first turned on the radio and I heard that you were talking about condoms are, you know, that guarantees, that doesn't guarantee anything.
But you got to use something. Other words, the baby will be made.
You're absolutely right. But you know what? There's abstinence. And you know what? You have to be responsible enough to realize that, you know, sex is sex, but there's always consequences for that.
Are you
going to be responsible? Wait one second. Are you going to be responsible just in case if a girl that you're having sex with gets pregnant? You shouldn't even be having sex with someone unless you plan on marrying them.
Well, those are all good questions, but I'll ask you this. I'm 17 years old. Are you telling me I can't have the sex? Because that's bad for me.
Well, what do
it's
you mean?
It's not bad for you.
Some
it's
kid...
not bad for you at all.
There's this at least two stories that broke last week about kids, neighborhood kids, going after a dog, somebody's dog.
You know what? Why don't you pick up all the other papers that you read, and you'll find even worse stories than that.
Right,
that
picking
is,
up
that
guns.
Doesn't mean,
well,
yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
The
you know
fear
what?
That I have, Phyllis, if I could interrupt, the fear that I have is there's kids out there, who, especially young men, who become so sexually frustrated, they go after a possum or cats or anything instead of a girl. Well, it may sound funny.
What do you mean they go after a possum?
Hey, wait a minute. Your generation got to be sex, but we don't get to.
Oh, RC.
Look at man, my generation. I'm sorry, Phyllis. I got to say this.
Okay.
I was just as frustrated as you, man. I didn't have sex when I was in high school, and my generation was the whole, you know, you could go down to the free clinic and get morning after pills. You could go down to the free clinic and...
Free clinic? That's bitchin'.
Well, they don't have them now, I know, but they had them then.
And a girl could go get birth control.
Well, yeah.
Why don't we have that?
Well, I'm...
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that,
because
we got to go and have it with a possum.
No, RC, you wouldn't do that.
You're saying you got to have a free clinic, and I got to go and tool a possum on my own time.
You know what? You know what? When you find somebody that
you love, that you love, yeah.
Are you actually dating this person that you had sex with?
No, this was last year, and it was the only time, but it's more times than most of the guys that I know.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't be in competition, because most of the stories that you hear from these guys or friends of yours are lying in the first place.
Guy goes out and tools a possum, then has to get his biology homework done or whatever? No. That's not what it...
Wait a second, man. We're talking about having sex with an animal. You got bigger problems than whether you get your biology report done.
Exactly. If somebody can't...
Sucks.
All right, listen, Phyllis, thank you very much for your... well-meaning call. RC, I would hope that you would let people finish what they're going to say, okay?
I appreciate that, Mr. Henry, but you got to understand that the hormones are bubbling up in every young person today. And the booby bombers, they're the...
Baby boomers, man, okay?
You yelled.
All right, I'm sorry that I yelled. The baby... the boom... See, I don't even know what it is.
Boom, boom.
Baby boomers.
They had sex, and we don't get to have any.
Well, you can have it with a possum.
Oh, funny. Very funny.
Well, it's hard for me to find fault with what you're saying, because I think you guys are getting mixed messages. Here is Jean on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to say to this young man, RC, that the information that he is discussing, there is absolutely no documentation to support anything that he says. He comes across as a very sexually disturbed young man, and I really fear for someone who has made the kind of statements that he has, that this is going to be someday a man who may force a woman into doing something that she doesn't want to do.
Have you ever tried to put a skirt on a possum? Have you ever sat alone at night looking at the moon and feeling the sweat drip off the back of your neck because somebody's stray dog's coming in your backyard?
Sir, you are a disturbed individual.
I think that the lady is making a point here, R.C.
Wait a second. I'm a young man, and I know other young teens. We see some sweet piece of stuff going into a dance, wearing something tight, all wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. What am I supposed to do?
Like I said, there are too many people who walk around like you who wind up forcing themselves on some woman because they believe that she's looking for it or whatever.
Wait a minute. You think I'll turn into that Ted Bundy guy?
You need to get help. The first and foremost thing is you need to seek some counseling because you are really, your mind is really messed up.
Then your generation should stop making songs about girls that don't wear underwear. Yeah, didn't think about that, did you?
Okay, Gene, Gene's not responsible. I'm not...
No, you guys don't want to take the heat. Well, who do I go to say quit making songs about girls that wear butt floss?
Go to Cisco. How about that? All right, thanks. 1-800-4... I don't know. Write him a fan letter. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry with R.C. Collins back in a moment.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back on Teen View with Phil Hendry and R.C. Collins, Jr. at Chatsworth High. We're talking about the mixed messages that teens receive today with regard to sex. R.C. is a junior, a high school junior, and you've presented some radical points of view. You blame the mixed message on the baby boomer generation that controls the advertising. Our generation had all the sex. You guys are not allowed to. You've got a lot of complaints. What are your solutions?
So my solutions are twofold. I believe that the legal age for buying a magazine with naked girls in it should be 16. And I think that Playboy magazine, I think that some committee should talk to Playboy so that in the pictures that Playboy has, they show more. Also, I think that Penthouse is better. Number two, raise the speed. If you're not going to let us buy pictures like that, then raise the speed limit for 16-year-old boys to 85 miles an hour. So what?
So you can get out your frustration speeding?
Something's got to give. Something's got to give.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Kathy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Stupid are you, R.C.? What is wrong with you?
Wait,
okay, I'm 15
stupid
years
are
old.
You that your
and you know
radio's
what? And you know
up.
What? I don't get these warped ideas. You know, it's only a sick
your
individual.
Radio's turned up
it's
in the
only
background.
A sick individual that'll think they have to get their frustrations out on an animal or driving. What is wrong with you?
So, R.C., you said you had. And by the way, Kathy, is your radio turned up in the background? Because I can hear something.
No, I'm outside.
Okay, R.C., when you say you went all the way with a girl.
Yes, I did.
Where was this?
Well, out of respect to the lady that's on the phone, I won't be graphic, but it was at a fraternity party that I snuck into with a friend of mine, and this young lady that I met sat on my lap, and I got stiff and stuff.
Okay.
You're a liar.
That's
I bet
it.
You never even had
wait
sex.
A minute, wait a minute.
You're
did
a
you
liar.
Have sex with her?
I just said that I had sex.
Having her sit in your lap isn't having sex.
Well, get out of here. What do you call it?
I call it a girl sat in your lap. Got all stiff and...
What do you mean I'm a liar?
You're a liar. I bet you never even had sex. The only sex you've had is with your hand.
I had it good.
You know what? You need to get a life, okay? Because
hey,
you know
how
what? Cisco Strongstrong is 22 years old. He's not no baby boomer. So what is that?
Who? Cisco?
The people who are writing these songs to give you the mixed messages?
Yeah, but
they're
Cisco...
the same age as we are, a little bit older.
Yeah, but Cisco got... hired by some baby boomer manager.
Oh, but no, he's the one that writes the songs, not the baby boomer. So what are you talking about?
How old are you?
You've got to be the dumbest individual I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay, what's your solution to it? You want to have...
You know what? If you don't like the music, if you don't agree with it, don't listen to it.
Yeah, but it's making me...
Nothing.
So in other words, I you're going to tell me I got to go do it with a possum?
No, that's a sick individual that wants to get it with a possum. You are a sick person who needs help. You
well,
need to
I say that the baby boomers
make yourself
meet our
like a
demands.
Fool and go get some help.
You want to meet our demands, or your dog might have half dog, half human. The dog is.
What are you talking
person.
About,
what
you sick weirdo?
Who
okay.
Has warped you?
Warped me? An
yes.
entire generation of Bobby boomers.
No, not an entire generation. Some individual has messed you up.
All right, let me ask Kathy, since you're on the line with me, Kathy. What do you think about, on the one hand, saying no to sex, and on the other hand, a song like It Wasn't Me? What does that blow your mind?
You know
or?
What? You know what, those
it
songs
my mind
are stupid
away.
And they're degrading to women.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't listen to them. And anybody who does listen to them is supporting them and saying it's okay to have sex.
I think
so that's them.
I think it's hypocritical not to at least tell kids to wear the condoms
so that
they don't get no drip.
Is Cisco saying not to have sex? Is Shaggy saying no not to have sex? No, they're not. They're saying, okay, let's go do it.
Shaggy's
it's,
the
it's the politics that are saying no not to have sex. It's the parents that are saying no to not to have
right.
sex. And they're not saying, okay, no, let's go out and have it.
Why don't you direct your anger, R.C., at Cisco and Shaggy?
No, those are my main men. What are you
well,
talking
you're
about?
You're an idiot, and you're supporting it just as much.
They're my main men.
Those guys
they're
are...
They're your main men. You don't even know who they are.
Yeah,
you know
I
what?
Do.
You hear the music. You don't know who they are. You know what? I bet you they have their little wives at home, and you know what? They wouldn't even think about saying that stuff to them.
Yeah, but you know what?
No. You don't need to say nothing because you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, they probably had sex with a possum when they were young, too. I'm done with Shaggy and Crisco.
What do you mean, Crisco?
Cisco.
You said Crisco.
You can't even say the person's name. You don't even know what a baby boomer is? I bet you don't even know who a baby boomer is. What age were they born? I bet you don't even know. You're an idiot. You don't even know how to say the word. You say baby bombers. How idiot are you?
The baby boomer. I know what they are.
When were they born?
When were they born? What
in
year?
The 60s.
Not.
You're an idiot. It was the 50s.
In the what?
50s. You're stupid. You need to get off the radio station because you're making yourself sound stupid.
No, wait a minute. No guy that old could have taken drugs.
Well, guess what, pal? I was born in 52.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, at least I'm not chasing the neighbor's dog, okay, pal? All right, listen, Kathy, thank you.
That really, I think that's a cold shot, Mr. Henry, and I think you should apologize.
Wait a minute. You said guys are chasing the neighbor's dog.
I said it. I don't need to hear it back from you. You don't have to play it back to me.
Aslan, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. I just like to let you know that teenagers today, honestly, I have a lot of teenage friends, and I know for a fact a lot of them feel that, you know, sex isn't wrong, and I don't see where you get off, you know, that girls wearing these tight shorts, you know, on all this, that, and the other, that they're able to, that you can freely have sex with them whenever you want. That's
not
how it is.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, Crisco did a song about girls what don't wear underwear. And by the way, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is that really your name, Aslan?
Yeah, it is.
Do you get embarrassed or anything?
Okay, you know what? Do you want to play games here? Do you want to be an adult or do you want to be a little boy?
Well, I just thought it was funny.
It's a nice name, Aslan.
Thank you.
Yeah, Aslan.
Anyways, you know, I just would like to say to you, you have a lot of problems.
Well,
and a lot of teenage guys your age, yeah, they
do
go out and they do stuff like that. But you know what? When they come up later on in life, they realize that they've made a lot of stupid mistakes.
Did you ever know a guy that would chase a calf around a corral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple of them.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's sick. It's honestly sick. When I was in high school, I knew a lot of guys that did that.
See?
And you know what? Now, today, they are in relationships now, and they've realized that they fooled around and they made mistakes.
Wait a minute, wait. You knew guys that chased cows around a barnyard, but today they're in normal relationships? I
see, yeah. Mr. Henry? See?
Yeah.
I told you, see, Mr. Henry?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've known guys that have done that, and they were very promiscuous, and they realized, you know, that they were so immature, and it's pure pressure,
ask
honestly.
Ask her what part of the country she's from.
What?
Ask her where she's from.
Where are you from, Aslan?
I'm from Lawrenceville.
In what state, dear?
Georgia.
See? I told you.
Okay, be quiet. All right, listen.
I don't agree with it.
They want to do cows.
Sick.
And they don't even care about a girl not having underwear. They'd
rather do a
cow.
It doesn't matter. I personally think it's sick.
Yeah, it's mental. It's mentally deranged. I hope these guys.
Really
I hope they got into these relationships after they'd had their counseling from the cow thing, you know.
Did they wear a Comden?
It's called a condom, not a Comden.
But you know something?
See?
Yeah, I see.
I don't think it's fair for you to blame
The banging boomers.
It has nothing to do with them, okay?
You know, that's my new nickname
our
for them,
society,
the banging boomers.
Listen to me. Our society today has, I mean,
you
yeah,
sound hot. I gotta tell you something. You sound so hot. Honest to God. I mean, are you like a little blonde?
No, I'm not.
You're sweet.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard Crisco?
Yes, I've heard of Crisco.
Have you ever used Crisco?
Okay, that's fine.
Do you want to wear a combine when you? Do they wear a combine when they
You're
do a cow?
Yeah, okay.
You're sick.
Uh-huh.
All right, Aslan, thank.
Hey, Aslan.
Aslan, mm-hmm. Thank you very much for joining our program. You're out of here.
Yeah. Bye, Aslan.
Great. Did they wear a combine when they did a cow? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What do you want?
You know that girl that just talked about the guys that she knew having sex with a cow?
Uh-huh.
You really milked that bit, didn't you?
Oh, okay, so we're doing some cornball shtick, huh?
Ow, my good nut.
Get out of here. Kid has testicle cancer and he's going to lay it off on me? Bug off, man. Jeez. By the way, that whole thing that she was talking about there. Now, she was great. Thank you for calling, Aslan. It was nice to talk with you. But I think you need to do more than just move on to a new relationship if you've had sex with an animal. Now, the reason why RC asked her that question, I think, is because there is this subculture you may not be aware. Read any Larry McMurtry book, and somewhere in it, there are teenage boys chasing a calf around a corral on a Friday night with the stars and the moon lit and the smell of lilacs in the air. And this is their first encounter. You can't even say sexual encounter, can you? I mean, what am I thinking? This is their first sexual encounter. That's not a sexual encounter. That's like putting it into a meat grinder. So what, would you call that a sexual encounter? It's either put it in a cow or put it in a meat grinder. It's the same thing. It's the same sick, twisted impulse. But I was interested in her comment because she said, well, I know these guys, and they used to do that, but they've moved on, and they're in relationships now. They knew they made some mistakes. It's almost as if, like, well, you know, I did have a past. Well, who was she? Well, her name was Betsy. Really? Where'd she work? Where did she work? Borden's? Oh, really? What color were her eyes? Big brown eyes. He's doing everything he can. Borden's. She worked over at the dairy? You could say that, yeah. She worked at the dairy. Where did she live? Well, she lived at the dairy. Oh, she owned it? Not really, but it was kind of just they let her stay there. Oh. You talk about a pair of jugs. But anyway, 1-8... So in other words, you don't say, well, I had sex with a cow, but I've moved past that and I'm doing better now. I don't think you get past that until you've gone into intensive therapy. Now, the question, of course, is do you tell a woman? As I mentioned, you know, my first relationship, Betsy, you know, she wore this cute little bell around her neck. I mean, what, you know. I do. Betsy? Do. Okay. And these are guys that are chasing around a corral. This is a sick, twisted, but it's true, it's real, it's happened in our society. It's a part of growing up in certain parts of America. I'm not going to say the South. I think it's rural America. Wherever there's a cow, there's a teenage boy. I have something to admit to you, honey. What? I had sex before you. Really? Well, what was her name? Betsy. She was black. Oh, God. Well, she was... Well, she was white. Oh, what do you mean? Well, she was black and white. She was a blue ribbon winner, okay? Speaking of having fun with animals, and this is a nice segue, Tim McGraw was acquitted of jumping a horse. So, okay, these cats got acquitted. Well, how did this thing start in the first place? This guy had permission to be on the police horse? I don't understand. Two country singers get arrested for busting on some cop. One of them was on his horse, and now they acquit the whole thing. And the people in Buffalo just dig the hell out of them. And they're signing autographs as they're walking out of there. And Faith Hill had tears in her eyes. This is nuts. What kind of a world do we live in? All right, I wanted to do another edition here on the Phil Hendry Show of what we have in our house. And we find that people are interested in the things that we endorse at our home, the kinds of products that we buy in the Hendry household, and here we go. Because my wife just went shopping, here's the latest crap that came out of the grocery bag. 12 packs of Charmin. You know, we got 3 12 packs of Charmin. There's 6 people in our family. We do run through the toilet paper, not because anybody is, you know, on the toilet that much more than anybody else, but the boys, they have a tendency to make a mitt out of that thing. They wrap like 15,000 strips around their hand, so they've got like a Charmin mitt. That's what they're wiping their rear end with. She also bought some Vons brand aspirin, some Advil, Theraflu. It's the cold and flu season. It's the allergy season. It ate the cold and flu season, but we got a lot of Sinate, a lot of people sneezing around there. We also got one of those microwavable neck pillows because my neck's been bugging me. We bought some Nine Lives Cat Chow, the big dry food bag for the cat, and the Exquisite Cat litter that's the only kind that the cat will crap into. We bought some frozen waffles, generic brand from Vaughn's for the kids. We buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Fruity Pebbles and Grape Nuts cereal. Also, we bought some of those big family-sized bottles of La Victoria salsa. We buy the 97% fat-free Mission tortillas, and we buy the Mission tortilla chips. Don't we need music here or something? The mic's in there. Yeah. All right. We also got the Vaughn's brand flavored waters. You got to get these. They're really good, and they're zero calories, and they taste great, and I drink them nonstop. They're like cherry flavored water, and I guzzle this crap, and the kids can drink it, and they think that they're having a Coke, and it's cool. This is what I'm telling people what I endorse commercially, and this is from End of Days. Perfect. We also get the Vaughn's flavor. We sometimes get the flavored Arrowhead water. We buy the Best Foods mayonnaise. Back east, it's called Hellman's. We buy Fuji apples and those little green pippin apples. We also buy light Oro-Wed bread. For the kids, we get Roman meal breads, which they hate for sandwiches, in which case we buy Vaughn's wheat sandwich bread. But they like French toast with the Roman meal. And they put C&H powdered sugar on the French toast. Generic Vaughn's brand maple syrup.
You can watch me play.
We buy most of our office equipment, ribbons, printer ink, etc., at Office Depot because I had a bad experience at Staples once, so I refused to go back there. We go to Home Depot for all of our gardening crap and tools. Our pool, by the way, is maintained by Gary, but I won't give you his last name because I don't want too many people bugging him with a lot of crank calls. But, Gary, you do a great job. The laundry detergent we use in the Hendry house is Powdered Tide. We use Biz Powdered Bleach. And we use the Bounce and Downy-style fabric softeners. Our washing machine is a Maytag, and so is our dryer. We have a blender that we use occasionally for margaritas and breakfast drinks. That's an Oster blender. Our coffee maker is a Krups. That's not the same company that had slave labor in World War II, so don't make the mistake that Mike Schaefer made. Schaefer thought that the guys that make the coffee maker had Nazi slave labor, so he wouldn't buy anything from them for, like, years. You thought they made the ovens? Oh, my God. No, it's a different Krups. This Krups that I buy the coffee maker from, they made the cyanide. So just, I'm kidding around, jeez. We go to Save-On and Long's Drugs for all of our prescriptions. I score my heroin from Bob. And I buy dresses for my transvestite night out at the Limit. All of my condoms come from the freezer. Oh, yes. And that's what we buy at our house. Bunch of crap. I went shopping with Maria the other day because she's got a haul of junk to the house. So I went shopping with her and I pushed the cart up and down the aisle. And it's really funny. I don't know if guys are like this. This is the way I am. Oh, let's get this and let's get that. And she's really cost conscious. She buys all the generic stuff, the supermarket generic brand stuff. And I never would do that because I always thought it was inferior quality, and I realized it's the same stuff. And then we get our little Vaughn's Club card out, man, and we're saving like millions. So I was amazed as I dropped her and the groceries off on the street and then just sped off and let her carry it into the house. I didn't really that time anyway. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.